Well, Gerry, the monk Hutch is certainly getting lots of publicity ahead of the general election. He's all over the front pages after doing an interview on the Crime World podcast with Nicola Tallant yesterday. It's in three parts. I listened to the first part on my drive up this morning. Gripping listening, by the way, because this is stuff we've read about in the papers for years. And we only know the sort of media coverage of it. But Gerry then is telling you other bits about what goes on with him and the Kinahans, and it's very, very interesting. The Irish Daily Star, "An offer you can refuse," is the headline. Hutch says voters can tell him to F off. The Irish Daily Mirror, "Monk in the middle." Gerry the Monk Hutch insists he would make a good TD, as he spent most of his life as a middleman for his community and in gangland disputes. In that podcast, by the way, talks a lot about being a mediator. Doesn't know what's going on in the crime world at all, but stands outside meetings to facilitate meetings, but doesn't know about the details of the meetings. The Irish Sun, "You can vote for me or tell me to F off," is the headline. Gerry the Monk Hutch has said people can tell him to F off if they want, as he bids to become a TD in the general election. I don't know, does he mean you're to walk up to him on the street and tell him to F off, or does he mean F off in the ballot box? I'm not sure, but that's what he's saying anyway. And his campaign for election is going to focus on homelessness and housing. "You have to be hungry and ready to fight, and I am," says Gerry Hutch. Staying with the election, by the way, the Irish Independent, Harris under fire for standing by candidate. A lot of heat on Fine Gael and John McGann at the moment. Taoiseach Simon Harris's decision to stand by Senator John McGann as an election candidate has been branded wrong, as opposition politicians say his candidacy is an issue for Fine Gael. So Simon Harris and Hannah McEntee are publicly backing John McGann as a senator for the election bid, but then the opposition are in all the papers and in all the media criticising it. And you heard on the Let Me Explain podcast with Sean Defoe, a News Talk podcast, Micheál Martin is saying even there's a real issue with this as well. But they're standing by their man, Irish Independent front page. Irish Times, "Recent election promises from Fine Gael have been described as a Charlie McCreevy and Brian Cowan tribute act, as political opponents accuse the party of seeking to buy the election with a series of expensive spending commitments." Launching the manifesto, Labour Party manifesto, Jed Nash said Simon Harris's new energy is looking like a Charlie McCreevy and Brian Cowan tribute act. That must have took a long time to think of. It's quite a good line, and it makes the front page of the Irish Times from Jed Nash. Inside, one more paper on the front page. Fine Gael plans to curtail the freedom of immigrants. Fine Gael has pledged to introduce stricter immigration rules and is keeping an open mind on processing asylum seekers from outside the EU. The Irish Daily Mail, also on the front page, apparently Colleen Rooney spills the beans on Wayne on her first night in the jungle. There's a big review there of I'm a Celebrity, which I saw was on until nearly 11 o'clock last night. I don't know who has time on a Sunday night to watch I'm a Celebrity until 11 o'clock. I thought everyone was in bed. Maybe it's just me. But it's a big commitment if you're a fan of I'm a Celebrity. Started anyway, so the papers will be full of that over the next couple of weeks. Inside the papers, apparently there's an increase in shoppers using counterfeit money. The Irish Times goes to one small Indian shop on Moore Street in Dublin. Four counterfeit banknotes are displayed with the word fake written in black ink as a warning to fraudsters that the retailer knows the fake notes are in circulation. And the shop owner says there are so many people now these days bringing fake money in. I didn't realise counterfeit notes were so popular, because I thought it was just people were paying with card the whole time. But apparently, the shop owner says here that there are so many fake notes in circulation. The Indian businessman said he's lost a couple of hundred euro as a result of dud notes. And there's loads of examples in the Irish Times of businesses affected by this. So counterfeit money on the rise. Be vigilant of it. The cold snap is in all the papers as well. The Irish Sun says a cold snap is to make Ireland shiver as an Arctic air mass moves over the country, with temperatures expected to drop below freezing. It's going to be cold old week. To be honest, I think we kind of need it, because half the country seems sick at the moment. So maybe it'll get rid of some of this. I have this dose as well. That's annoying, because people aren't really sick, as in you're grand. You just feel a bit under the weather. and the Lemsips are flat out. So maybe the cold spell will help us. Anyway, it's talking about it in the Sun. Cold few days, a big change on the way for the country. We're going to get our first taste of winter. Maybe you will be interested in going away on holidays. I don't know what the Irish plan is, but finally in the Times of London we are told that British holidaymakers are making big plans for next year. Maybe Irish people are the same, but I was just reading this story in the Times of London. British people are looking to go on 5 holidays next year. I don't know who's going on 5 holidays. They must have a load of money. This is a survey by Marriott Hotel Group. So hotel chain says there's going to be loads of tourists, essentially. 36% of people surveyed in the UK are planning to go on more trips next year than they did this year. They must have more money next year. Certainly not stopping them, if they don't have money, making plans for 2025. Planning 5 holidays or more next year.